Nicolas Cage earning praise from critics, a laid-back hipster making a vampire movie. Our reviewer Bob Mondello looks at two films this week that seem intent on turning Hollywood conventions inside out. The movies are Only Lovers Left Alive and Joe.
The title character in Joe poisons trees for a living. It's a lumber company scam. They're allowed to cut down dying trees, not thriving ones. So Joe and his crew wield axes fitted with nozzles that turn living forests into dead zones.
Juice hatchets are in the back.
Yes,
you get yourself one. Filled up with poison.
This would, in most movies, make Joe a bad guy. But while he's played by Nicolas Cage as a hard-drinking ex-con with a short fuse, in his aggression-plagued stretch of rural Texas, he counts as a model citizen, good to local hookers, to his attack dog, to his workers, and to a new kid in town.
Hey, mister.
Yeah?
I got a question for you. You see, me and my daddy just got into town. I was wondering if you'd give us a job. We're looking for work.
How old are you?
15.
Well, you got 45 seconds to tell me why I should hire you.
I built hay before. I worked on a truck. I picked tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers.
Long before 45 seconds, Joe is convinced, and the kid, played by a terrific Ty Sheridan, turns out to be as hard a worker as he claims. His dad, though?
Person just don't know from one day to the next which one's going to be their last.
He's a drunk who beats his son and steals from him. Joe, who's only managed to stay out of prison by tamping down his anger, starts to care what happens to the boy, and a grim Southern Gothic fatalism takes over. Director David Gordon Green made a detour into commercial comedies with Pineapple Express a couple of years ago, but he's made Joe in a way calculated to reestablish his indie cred, even recruiting a homeless guy he found in a bus station, Gary Poulter, to play the abusive dad. Poulter died a few weeks after filming finished, not knowing his scenes with Cage and Sheridan had become the beating heart of a film about a rescue. For Nicolas Cage, whose dumb rant-for-hire projects have lately obscured how good he can be, Joe is more than a rescue. It's a rebirth. By comparison, I suppose Only Lovers Left Alive qualifies as an undeath, a vampire flick as only Jim Jarmusch would ever conceive it, languidly poetic, world-weary, and crammed with hipster in-jokes.
You're looking awfully pale there, Dr. Caligari.
Only Lovers Left Alive centers on Adam, a young-appearing but ancient musician who lives in a crumbling Detroit mansion surrounded by stacks of 45s and vintage guitars brought to him by fanboy Anton Yelchin, his only regular visitor.
You being so reclusive and everything is probably only going to make people more interested in your music.
Yeah. What a drag.
Played by Tom Hiddleston, who fans of the Avengers know as Loki, Adam yearns for his Eve, who lives halfway around the world in Tangier and is played by a delicately translucent Tilda Swinton.
Remember when you gave that string quintet to Schubert?
I only gave him the adagio.
Eve senses that her hubby is sulking more than usual, so she plans a visit.
Is there a possibility of a night flight from Tangier to Detroit?
And in a room lined with portraits of long-gone buddies, from Buster Keaton to Lord Byron, they lament the mess we humans have increasingly been making of the world.
Now they've succeeded in contaminating their own blood, never mind their water.
What's really on their minds, and pretty clearly on Jarmusch's, is the notion that recent generations have contaminated art and literature, music and philosophy. Why are they so down on the now? Well, picture a boomer trying to explain the Beatles to a millennial, then imagine that the gulf between them isn't decades, but centuries. How could Jarmusch's Adam and Eve not be swooningly, rapturously in love? They're the only ones who get each other's references anymore. The only lovers left alive. I'm Bob Mondello.